Should all acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and all lang syne? Oh, lang syne, my dear,
here's a hand, my trusty friend, and give a hand of thine. We'll take a cup of kindness yet for all anxiety.
Acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind. Should old acquaintance be forgot and old lang syne? For old lang syne, my dear.
Take a cup of kindness yet for all anxiety. Well, this is the Real BS Show, and it's time to end 1 year and start a new one.
That's right.
You know that? Here we are, 2025. Holy smokes.
Coming right upon us.
That go fast. Jeez, oh man. What a crazy year this has been, for at least for me. I don't know. Probably for everybody else. Probably for the whole world. Holy
right.
cow. But I don't know. What things stuck out in your brain as 2024? What was some of the highlights, I guess you could say?
Oh, just, you know, time flies faster as you get older. I'm not even that old, but, you know, I'm 41, going to be 42, and time's just flying faster and faster every day.
Yeah.
I don't even know how the whole year went that by that quick, and it's like, you know.
Sure. It's ending with all this cold weather.
Ooh. Yeah.
That's awful. It's going to start with it, too. So.
Yeah. Nature, you see, it's kind of like the breath of nature going in and out, you know, seeing winter come and spring and then summer and how quick it goes.
You know what stuck out of my brain for 2024 that, like no other year, I mean, I just never realized it, but all the lying that goes on. I mean, our country is so full of lies. It's just unbelievable. I mean, it just never stops. It just on and on and on. And even, you know, personally, you know, I mean,
yeah.
I had that lawsuit that ended in March or something. And 12 years of lies and, you know, just unbelievable lies. The guy made up so much stuff.
Right.
And the judge bought it all. He bought it all. You know, I mean, it's under appellate court or whatever,
right.
appeals or whatever.
Right.
But then you start listening, because I don't watch television, but every now and then I like to listen to a ball game or a football or baseball game. And you listen to all these commercials on there, and every one of them's lying to you.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if you're okay unless you get diarrhea or suicidal thoughts or whatever, you know, then I mean,
I remember seeing one that was. I don't watch TV much, but I remember seeing one where it was it for depression. It was an anti-depression medication. It says, "Tell your doctor if you're having suicidal thoughts." Well, because this medication, and that means somebody that was in the study that was making the research of that drug to see if it was safe to use in one of the trials reported suicidal thoughts. That's all it took is one person to say that. And so even though it's not probably true, they had to put that down legally.
Well, I don't know about years gone by because I never really paid attention, but the ones that I do hear, which I don't hear that much, but just through ball games and stuff, football yeah. games and baseball games, there's drug, all kinds of crazy drugs yeah. that you never heard of before. Yeah. That like they just invented something to so you can lose 30 pounds.
Yeah, and go tell your doctor about it. You know.
Yeah. Well, hopefully you don't kill yourself. Or, yeah. You know. Well, if you're going to throw up and have diarrhea, well, no wonder you lose 30 pounds.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's easy.
I will say this is I'm all about people finding the medication that would help them with. Some kind of problem they have, but I don't watch TV, and so I don't see ads. I use uBlock Origin to block ads, so I don't see ads anywhere on the internet. And then when you go to somebody else's house to visit, and they have a TV on sometimes, and you'll see the ads on there, I'm like dumbfounded. I'm like, how can people sit there and just listen to this?
They pay to listen to those ads.
Yeah, if you're not paying anything, then you are the product. So when you go on Facebook. Or Twitter or Instagram or Snap, whatever app you're using, and you're not paying for it, then you are the product, you know? So that's the problem with the modern web. So I block all those ads, and then I go to somebody else's house, and you can hear the radio stations, or you'll hear TV stations, or Spotify, or whoever, and Netflix, you'll see ads sometimes, and it's like, that's so weird and foreign to me. I don't get it. And so it's kind of like...
It drives me nuts. It just drives me nuts. Sometimes they're like 15 minutes long.
Yeah.
You know, just one after another. It's just like, holy smokes. It just scrambles your brain.
Yeah. But, going through the years, this is something that's always been there. And it's billboards or...
Life I've been exposed to ads, but I just never realized how crazy and how... this drug company thing, what they should do, this is my opinion, and I'm going to write a letter to Bob Kennedy and see if we can get this through. But you know how they did with cigarettes?
Yeah.
They just shut them off.
Yeah.
They just, no more advertising cigarettes. They're bad for you. Boom. No more advertisements. And they shut them off. And that was that. Well, they had to do the same thing with all these crazy chemical pharmaceutical ads that are just... totally nonsense. I mean, just let the doctor recommend whatever he thinks.
I agree. Well, even at the doctors, they have to be more open and honest who they are receiving money from because they get kickbacks.
Well, that you never know. But
well, that should be open. I mean, it's kind of like, I also think congressmen and congresswomen should be open who they're receiving donations from. Or if they have stocks. Actually, the stocks one's probably more important because you think about this. I mean, we won't mention the names of the politicians, but let's just say there's
easy, Pelosi.
No, there's Republicans too. We'll be honest here and up front. There's both sides of the aisle, all even independents that are, they somehow become, they're poor, when they go in or lower middle class when they go in. And then when they come out, they're millionaires because somehow they
What's
have
that lady, a Pocahontas lady.
Yeah. Elizabeth Warren. Yeah.
Yeah. She says she's Indian.
Yeah. But
2%, I guess.
1%. The thing is,
my goodness,
they all have these insider trading. They're allowed to do that. But if we do that, us common citizens do insider trading. We end up like Martha Stewart.
Yeah. They'll ship you down to Martha Stewart land.
Yeah. I just, you know, these are things that, you know, it's kind of the same thing with the doctors. You know, they should be upfront and honest who they're receiving money from. And there's actually a website for that. I can't remember the name of it, and I feel bad for even mentioning it, but you can search doctors receiving kickbacks from pharmaceutical companies, and they list what they have to report what they receive kickbacks on. So you can go look at your doctor up and see who they're receiving money from. And there's ones out there that are really bad companies, and you can say, hey, why are you receiving money from them? You know, kickbacks and stuff. But, you know, in this past year, there's been some other things that were going on. You know, there's been in my family, there've been some struggles, and as it happens with any family, people are getting older, and, you know, it's just,
yeah, I notice a lot more when people die. It kind of hits me a little.
Yeah, different. Yeah. It's the health concerns. You see people that when you growing up, they were, you know, they were in their 30s and 40s, and now they're getting older, and they're starting to become not as well as they used to be. And it's difficult because, you know, you try helping people as best you can, but they're in pain, so they're angry, and that's something that's hard. I've been trying to stoically handle, like, how do I handle someone that's, you know, in their 70s or 60s and they're getting unable to function like they used to, and they're getting pissed off at the world, and you have to be kind to them and help them. That's not easy always. And so I feel that a lot for other people, that, you know, you're out there taking care of your parents or somebody you know, or even if you're just a nurse or a caretaker, and it's like, man, you have to put up with a lot of angry people sometimes that are in pain and pissed off. I don't know how to handle that.
Yeah, well, I guess the best, you know, silence is golden.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah.
That's the way I do it. I just keep my mouth shut.
Yeah. Well, sometimes you have to say something because they're crossing a boundary for something.
Well,
you know?
Some people, they just nothing but complain.
Yeah.
So you just got to get away, you know.
Yeah.
But you can't argue with them.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I've been there.
So
you could do everything
but
right.
Just in 2024, I just noticed it over and over, and everybody seems to be lying to everybody else. I mean,
I think that's part of human nature, though, isn't it? I mean, kind of like people are deceptive, you know.
I don't know, not as crazy and as bold faced as it is now. It's just like
the other one I noticed is people are much more impatient too. Very impatient in grocery stores, are very impatient in restaurants, and they're more rude to people that are working there. And I think it's that because of COVID. And most people are saying since COVID, there's a difference. You know, people became very impatient and nasty. And I don't know what that is. It's entitlement or something, you know, again.
I think everything comes back to roost, you know,
if
you're nasty or you're, you know, rude to people, it's going to come back and haunt you.
Oh, yeah.
Whether it's financially or just you get fired.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Just deserves, you know. You can't always walk around being the queen or king of everything always, you know.
So let's play. I found this one thing about, I can't remember. Oh, with Stephen Hawking.
Yeah.
Something about some things that he said. Now, I don't think all those things in there are from Stephen Hawking, but.
Yeah. I mean,
supposedly wise, we can end the year with some wise tips, I guess you could say.
Yeah. Or
some wise sayings that maybe might help people, you know.
Yeah.
Might enlighten you a little bit, you know.
Right.
So let's play that one I found with Stephen Hawking. I know you found that Marcus Aurelius, which is definitely he's one of the best emperors there ever was.
And, right.
So, okay, let's listen to Stephen Hawking's wise old sayings.
Don't trust words, trust actions. People can tell you anything, but actions tell you everything. People do not decide their futures. They decide their habits, and their habits decide their futures. Smart people think before they speak. Wise people think before they think. My father used to say, don't raise your voice, improve your argument. Silence and smile are two powerful tools. Smile is the way to solve many problems, and silence is the way to avoid many problems. The best thing you can ever do is to believe in yourself. Once you feel you are avoided by someone, never disturb them again. Some people are so quiet and brave, we don't even notice that they are suffering. I have noticed that even those who assert that everything is predestined and that we can change nothing about it still look both ways before they cross the street. Silence is an ocean. Speech is a river. Don't be afraid to start over again. This time, you're not starting from scratch. You're starting from experience. If you can follow small rules, you can break big rules. There is only one thing that makes a dream impossible to achieve: the fear of failure. You are at your strongest when you are calm. A wild person with a calm mind can make anything. Your children will follow your example, not your advice. I never faked how I care for anyone. If I stopped caring, it's because I found out that you weren't worth it. When something is gone, something better is coming. If you want to be successful, you must respect one rule: never lie to yourself. A moment of patience in a moment of anger saves you 100 moments of regret. A beautiful face means nothing when the heart is ugly. A painful truth is always better than a hidden lie. Love all, trust few. Everything is real, but not everyone is true. Money is the worst discovery of human life, but it is the most trusted material to test human nature. I am trying to be better than yesterday. Be kind to all creatures. This is the true religion. Fake friends are like shadows. They follow you in sun, but leave you in dark. Don't be a beggar of love. Be a donor of love. Beautiful people are not always good, but good people are always beautiful. Spend your time on those that love you unconditionally. Don't waste it on those that only love you when the conditions are right for them. The greatest gift you can give someone is your time, because when you give your time, you are giving a portion of your life that you will never get back. Small changes can make a big difference. Overthinking does nothing but kill your happiness. If you want to be strong, learn to enjoy being alone. One fake friend can do more damage than five enemies. Never judge people by their past. People learn, people change, people move on. If there is no struggle, there is no progress. If you want to give light to others, you first have to glow yourself. Nothing in this world is permanent, not even our troubles. Never stop learning, because life never stops teaching. Don't believe in luck, believe in hard work. Before you say something to someone, always think about how you'd feel if someone told you the same thing. The greatest enemy of knowledge is not ignorance. It is the illusion of knowledge. Life is an echo. What you send out comes back. What you sow, you reap. What you give, you get. What you see in others exists in you. What I have learned from life is to make the most of what you have got. Nothing is better than reading and gaining more and more knowledge. Hope is the one thing that is stronger than fear. By changing your thinking, you can change everything. A wise man never knows all. Only fools know everything. A negative mind will never give you a positive life. Honesty is the first chapter in the Book of Wisdom. Anyone can say they care, but watch their actions, not their words. I belong to no religion. My religion is love. Every heart is my temple. Quiet people have the loudest minds. Do the right thing because it is right. People who boast about their IQ are losers. Although I cannot move and I have to speak through a computer, in my mind I am free. Never stop trying. Never stop believing. Never give up. Your day will come. Death is not the greatest loss in life. The greatest loss is what dies inside us while we live. Love is nothing without action. Trust is nothing without proof, and sorry is nothing without change. If you lose a friend because you're honest, it wasn't a good friend. Beautiful things happen when you distance yourself from negativity. Life is so much simpler when you stop explaining yourself to people and just do what works for you. Spending time with children is more important than spending money on children. A good relationship and friendship is trust. No secrets, no lies. The best apology is changed behavior. Every day is a new beginning. Take a deep breath, smile, and start again. My life isn't perfect, but I am thankful for everything I have. The sun is alone too, but it still shines. Believing others is easy, but believing in yourself, that's the real challenge. Never forget three types of people in your life. One, who helped you in your difficult times. Two, who left you in your difficult times. Three, who put you in difficult times. An intelligent person keeps three things private at any cost. One, financial details. Two, personal goals. Three, their struggle and failures. 80% of success is showing up. Genius is 1% inspiration and 99% perspiration. If you want something done right, do it yourself. Keep your friends close, but your enemies closer. That's one small step for a man, a giant leap for mankind.
There we go. Well,
that's some words of wisdom, huh?
Yeah.
I guess we all need that.
Yeah.
Especially me.
Yeah, I think everybody.
I'm almost done anyways. I'm about ready to cash it in.
Oh, really? I don't know, Bill. I think you got a few years left.
I don't think like that, but I, you know, age-wise, you got to, you know, come to grips with it.
Yeah.
So
not everybody
I'm sure
does.
Something's going to fall apart here pretty soon.
Yeah, well. I mean, everybody has an expiration date, don't they? You know,
I think so. We just don't know what it is.
Yeah, everybody has that time, and that's not time is not a beauty. You know.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of late for me to be learning all this stoicism or whatever.
Stoicism.
Call it.
I think you've learned a lot, and you just didn't know what the word was at the time, and now like pieces together, and you're like, aha, that makes sense. A lot of what they used to say. Like the old timers before you, you know.
So we got, what do we got? Marcus Aurelius, his words of wisdom.
Yeah.
And then we'll play some violin music at the end.
Yeah.
Kind of pretty stuff.
Yeah.
So I don't know what any words of wisdom or any parting thoughts.
You know, life is short. You know, time is short, so make do.
Make the best of it.
Yeah. There's always somebody out there that needs help, you know? Yeah, always worse than you are, and sometimes they just need a helping hand.
I guess count your blessings instead of whining all the time.
Yeah, that's true.
You don't have,
you know.
You know, the more junk you have, the more miserable you are. I think
there's truth to that.
You know, you get so much crap, you don't know what to do with it all. So I've been in the process of getting rid of stuff. Just
being frugal, yeah.
You know, what in the world am I keeping all this stuff for? Half of it I don't even know I have, you know, until I open the tub up and I look in there, holy catfish.
I've always lived by the philosophy, I don't need the latest gadget, you know. There's a lot of people that have, you know, gadgets.
That keeps Walmart going, you know.
Yeah, or Amazon or all these other companies, you know.
Yeah, keep the money flowing.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, you ready to listen to Marcus Aurelius and his...
I always enjoy him.
Yeah, he's a smart guy.
Yeah.
He was a good guy, too.
The only failing I think he had is his son. He didn't raise his son right, I don't think. And his son basically failed.
Well, his son, I think it's... Well, in The Gladiator, his son killed him.
Yeah.
Snuffed him out with a pillow.
Yeah, that's what it says in The Gladiators. But he was not even near his son when he died. He died of old age. And then his son took over and didn't know how to rule right. And it's like, you know, even though he did rule very fairly and was an honest emperor, for given what the Roman Empire was, his son was a horrible failure of an emperor. So, no one's perfect.
Russell Crowe was supposed to take over, but he got killed too.
Yeah. Yeah.
At least in The Gladiator, he did.
That's because he's Australian. That's why, you know.
Yeah, that's the thing about these commercials, these medical commercials. They're not allowed in Europe, but they're not all over the world. There's only one other place besides the United States. And that's New Zealand, whatever that tells you. I don't know.
Oh, New Zealand don't like nuclear, so that doesn't say much.
So, I don't know. I'm, like I said, I'm going to write a letter to Bob Kennedy Jr., see if they can get that, pass a law like they did for cigarettes, you know, just no more advertising.
Yeah.
I don't think they're allowed to advertise, like, whiskey and stuff like that.
That's kind of weird. You know.
They still advertise beer, though, don't they?
Yeah, they were. I thought they advertised whiskey too. I'm not sure.
Yeah,
I don't pay attention, Bill. I don't see ads.
I don't know either. I'm talking through my hat here.
I'm not sure. I don't watch these news. I didn't even know that about the ad thing. It's just
trying to watch some football games and it was just awful. And each new drug had a crazy, wild name that just. And sometimes when they got done, you didn't even know what they were fixing.
Yeah.
You know, they were supposed to be fixing something, but I don't know what it was.
Right.
So, awful. Just awful. And you know they're lying through their teeth.
Oh, sure.
So, all right. Well, let's do a Marcus Aurelius, and we'll play some fiddle music at the end, at the very end.
Yeah.
Really nice stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, Seth. Well, you know what? I guess I'll see you next year.
That's right. Yeah, 2025.
That's right. It's only a few days away.
I'm going to have to get used to writing that number, 2025. I get so used to writing 2024.
I don't even know where my checkbook is.
So I don't write that I don't write checks, but I use it a lot when, like, I'm writing software.
I just use my debit card to get cash out of the bank.
Yeah.
They take care of the dates and stuff.
Yeah.
So. On that happy note, happy new year, and see you next year, everybody. I want everybody to come back next year.
Yes, happy new year.
You're right.
Unfortunately, the art of silence has been lost in our busy world, where noise and talk are always present. But what if the times we choose not to speak were just as strong as the times we do? How often do we stop and think about what our quiet means? Stoicism is an old theory that teaches people how to control themselves through reason and emotional strength. It's a great way to learn when not to speak. Zeno, the founder of Stoicism, said, "It's better to trip with the feet than with the tongue." This wise saying brings up a basic question. How many times have we felt bad about saying something in a hurry or out of anger? Stoicism doesn't just tell us not to do things. We owe it to ourselves to use silence as a tool for growth and peace. Imagine facing life's challenges with the calm confidence that your silence speaks louder than any words could ever hope to. Stoic philosophy teaches that silence isn't just the absence of speech, but a deeply felt response that has been carefully chosen. It is an active, powerful force, a plan that can help ease disagreements, protect us from harm, and help us understand. But when exactly should we embrace silence together? We'll find out in 9 key times that choosing silence is not only smart, but also life-changing as we go deeper into these lessons. Think about how practicing stoic silence might change the way you deal with others and your own peace of mind. What if you could end a heated fight with a calm, measured silence instead of harsh words? What might a quiet pause help you say about your feelings and thoughts? Come with us as we dig up the strong times to shut up and let the knowledge of Stoicism guide us. Are you ready to learn more about the deep knowledge of Stoicism? Please leave a word before you start your journey. Number 1. When being criticized unfairly. According to the Stoic philosophy, being unfairly criticized is a unique chance to become stronger and show integrity. The main ideas behind this old knowledge. The ruler Marcus Aurelius once said that if something outside of you bothers you, it's not the thing itself that's hurting you, but how you think about it. He also said that you can change how you think about something at any time. Insight says that what bothers us about criticism is not the criticism itself, but how we see and respond to it. Think about this. How might changing how you see criticism make you stronger? Can you think of a time when staying calm in the face of unfair criticism changed the outcome? For example, if you are leading a project at work and your boss criticizes it harshly, a stoic response would be to calmly look at the feedback and find useful insights while ignoring any negative information that isn't based on facts. Epicurus said that this way of doing things will not only keep your peace, but it will also keep your professional honor. Don't talk about your theory, live it here. To live by philosophy, you have to respond with calm, well-thought-out responses instead of defensive ones. You should let the quality of your responses and, ultimately, your work speak for itself. Not responding when unfairly criticized is not just a passive act, it's a strategic one. To embrace Stoicism's call to focus on what we can control, our responses and attitudes. This quiet strength turns possible conflict into a sign of your personal strength and philosophical dedication as you face life's difficulties. Think about how silence can help you. What chances might come up if you choose thoughtful silence over impulsive speech? How might this practice not only improve your own peace of mind, but also have an effect on those around you? By incorporating Stoic principles into our daily lives, especially when we are unfairly criticized, we align ourselves with a philosophy that values the strength of character over the temporary approval of others. This promotes personal growth and inspires others to do the same, especially in today's world where boasting and self-promotion often drown out humility. Stoicism tells us to embrace silence, and the wise Marcus Aurelius says, "Don't waste time arguing about what a good man should be one." In this light, think about how silence in response to boasts can turn a potentially ego-fueled environment into a place of self-reflection and growth. There will always be criticism in life, and it can often be a good way to learn and improve. But criticism isn't always fair, even when it's meant to hurt someone. In these kinds of scenarios, it can be hard to stay calm and act in the right way. Stoicism, a theory that began in ancient Greece, has timeless advice on how to handle rude criticism with class and grace. By following Stoic ideas, we can turn bad things that happen to us into chances to grow as people and become stronger inside. Hey, what matters is not what happens to you, but how you react to it. This is the Stoic principle. Epictetus. What happened? Take a moment to think about what to say when someone criticizes you unfairly. This keeps you from acting on impulse and gives you time to think about what's going on without getting upset. Take the criticism away from yourself. As the Stoics said, you control your mind, not events outside of it. Know this, and you will be strong. Marcus Aurelius. Do this. Understand that unfair feedback only shows how the reviewer feels or what they think, not how good you are or what you can do. You can see the criticism more clearly if you separate it from who you are. As the Stoic said, if anyone can prove and show me that I think and act in error, I will gladly change it, for I seek the truth. Marcus Aurelius. Do this. There may be a small amount of truth in even the most unfair judgment. Look for any helpful feedback that is hidden in the unfairness. Take this as a chance to improve yourself and get rid of the negative thoughts that aren't necessary. As the Stoic saying goes, first learn the meaning of what you say, and then speak. Epictetus. What happened? When someone criticizes you unfairly, stay cool and polite. This not only shows how strong and in control you are, but it also keeps things from getting worse. A calm answer often calms down the reviewer and shows that you are an adult. Take care of your own growth. Don't waste time arguing about what a good man should be, says the Stoic. Be one, said Marcus Aurelius. Action. Stop focusing on unfair criticism and turn your attention to your goals and personal improvement. You can rise above the bad things that happen and keep moving forward on your road by focusing on your own growth and virtues. It can be hard to deal with unfair criticism, but if you follow Stoic principles, you can turn these situations into chances to grow and become stronger. Remember to take a moment to think. Separate the criticism from your own worth. Look for any sliver of truth. Reply with cool and respect, and keep your attention on your own growth. In this way, you live up to the Stoic ideal of staying calm and strong inside, even when things are hard outside. Number 2. Stoic silence in the middle of boasts. Imagine you're at a networking event where a coworker is bragging too much about their recent raises and fancy lifestyle. You might want to counter their bravado with your own accomplishments. Stoicism teaches us the power of restraint. If you choose quiet, you keep your cool and let other people's words show you who they are. This way, you can save your energy for deeper conversations. This method not only protects your honor, but it also makes you look like someone who is sure of their own achievements and doesn't need outside approval. In this theory, silence is not a sign of passivity. Instead, it is a sign of strategic silence that shows knowledge and confidence. Another wise Stoic says, "He who does not wish to be outnumbered by greater benefits should not return one benefit with another. He should return many at once." In real life, this means that you should not respond to empty boasts with words, but with the quiet grace of your actions and the quality of your character. How often do you find yourself responding to someone else's success story with one of your own? What might happen if you instead chose to listen, fully acknowledging their accomplishments with a nod or a smile, while keeping your attention on your own virtues and goals? Accepting Stoic quiet in the middle of boasts is a way to live a life not marked by competition, but by happiness and inner success. It creates an atmosphere where one can thrive peacefully and successfully based on genuine self-worth rather than comparative measures. Please think about this lesson and use what you've learned in your daily life. How could accepting quiet make your life and relationships better? Please write about your ideas and stories in the space below. Let's work together to make each other's lives more peaceful, happy, and successful. Number 3. When dealing with anger. When we're angry, it can feel like a wild storm that can sweep away all reason and calm. But in the middle of this storm, Stoic philosophy offers a safe place to be, a moment of silence that helps us deal with these strong feelings. Epicurus, a famous Stoic figure, said to keep quiet most of the time and only speak when you have to. Now imagine a day at work when a co-worker's mistake causes you hours of extra work. Your first instinct might be to lash out in anger. But what would happen if you chose silence instead? By not reacting in anger, you give yourself time to think about the situation more objectively. This pause can stop the conflict from getting worse and lead to constructive solutions instead of heated arguments. Think about it. How often has reacting quickly in anger made you think about what could be different if you took a moment to calm down before speaking? Marcus Aurelius, another well-known Stoic, gives advice in his writings. How much worse are the results of anger than the things that make people angry? This thought makes us think about what happens after we get angry. Most of the time, the effects of an angry outburst are worse than the thing that made us angry in the first place. Think about Nelson Mandela, a famous leader who, even though he had been jailed for years, decided to forgive his abusers instead of getting angry. This decision not only improved his own life, but also led a country to reconciliation. For example, using silence when you're angry doesn't mean hiding your feelings. It means choosing a response that is in line with your best self. This practice not only improves your own peace, but it also leads to better relationships and a more successful life. As you deal with the inevitable frustrations of daily life, remember that silence can be your sanctuary, a place where wisdom rules. Adopt it, and you may find that the quiet response is not only the most profound, but also the most powerful. Anger is a normal feeling that everyone has at some point in their lives. On the other hand, anger that isn't under control can hurt relationships and your own health. Stoicism teaches useful ways to control anger by focusing on self-control, clear thought, and inner peace. Figure out the cause. Look at your triggers to figure out what exactly makes you angry. Is it a person, a setting, or a certain event? Self-reflection. Think about why these things really set you off. Our assumptions and ideas about things often play a big role. Acceptance. Know that you can't change the things that happen in the outside world. What you can change is how you react to these things. Practice being mindful. Keep your mind on the present time instead of focusing on past problems or worries about the future. Exercises for deep breathing. When you feel angry, do exercises for deep breathing to calm your mind and body. Pause and think. Before you respond, stop and think about what will happen if you do something. Change your point of view. Try to see things from the other person's point of view to show empathy. Seeing things from their point of view can help you feel less angry. Change the way you see it. Think about how a Stoic philosopher would see things. Would they think it was unimportant or important? Focus on solutions. Instead of dwelling on the issue at hand, think of useful ways to handle it. Build emotional strength. Learn to control yourself. Remind yourself that you can choose how to react. Use self-control and patience. Emotional detachment. Learn to separate your feelings from what's going on. Take a step back and look at it objectively instead of personally. Get stronger inside. Do things that help you deal with your emotions, like exercising, writing in a book, or meditating. Use your anger in a healthy way. Positively channel your energy. Instead of being angry, put your energy into things that will help you, like working out or making art. Learn and grow. Use your anger as a chance to learn more about yourself and change how you respond in the future. How to communicate well. Talk about how you feel in a cool and confident way without being hostile or angry. Managing your anger well is important for your health and the health of your relationships. You can turn anger into a good force by getting to the bottom of it, practicing mindfulness, changing your point of view, building mental strength, and finding healthy ways to use your anger. Follow the advice of Stoicism to find inner peace and live a healthy, peaceful life. Number 4, silence in the middle of false rumors. When people talk to each other, stories are like leaves caught in a gust of wind. When these rumors aren't true, they can cause harm and confusion. Stoic philosophy gives us a strong answer. Quiet. Think about the story of a teacher in a small town who was wrongly accused of misconduct. As rumors spread through the community, the teacher chose not to add to the heat by denying or explaining what happened. Instead, she relied on her honesty and integrity to stand firm. This silence is not a passive surrender, but a smart decision based on wisdom. Marcus Aurelius said, "You hold power over your thoughts, not over outside events." Understand this, and you will be strong. How often have we seen quickly spoken words make things worse? How might silence protect you from the arrows of false accusations? By refusing to comment, the teacher let the community's initial excitement die down. As time went on and no new proof came to light, the truth became her defense. This shows the Stoic belief that you should focus on what you can control, like your reactions and actions, instead of worrying about how stories spread, which you can't stop. Epictetus once said that if someone says bad things about you, you should always compliment them. This counterintuitive method says that reacting to negativity with positivity, or in this case, silence, can stop and change the course of unproductive interactions when false accusations are made. Speaking quietly can show respect and trust in the truth. To use this in your own life, think about how important it is to wait to reply to stories until the storm passes. Remember that the best way to keep your peace and image is to live by the ideals you preach, not by fighting every whisper. In these kinds of situations, staying quiet isn't just a way to protect yourself. It's also a way to show your dedication to Stoic principles. So, as you deal with the difficulties of personal and professional relationships, let Stoic silence lead you through the chaos of false rumors, finding in it the way to a peaceful, happy, and successful life. Number 5, how to deal with loss. How do you deal with the utter silence that follows a major loss? Loss is a common human experience that often leaves a void filled with sadness and confusion. But Stoicism has a unique way of dealing with pain. For example, C.S. Lewis, a famous author who wrote about his grief after losing his wife in the book A Grief Observed, says, "The pain I feel now is the happiness I had before." This is a very Stoic way of thinking. Stoics believe that our experiences are part of a bigger natural flow of life, and that loss and love will always go hand in hand. Seneca, a famous Stoic philosopher, has a lot to say about this subject. "The day we worry will be our last is actually the birthday of eternity." How might your response to loss change if you see it as a shift instead of an end? What might you gain by accepting the silence that comes after loss? Giving yourself time and room to think and heal after his death, Lewis didn't try to fill the silence with explanations or distractions. Instead, he used it to deeply explore his thoughts and feelings, showing the Stoic belief that hardships can be used for personal growth. His journey through grief showed how keeping a calm mind can help someone deal with deep emotional pain and turn it into a deep understanding of life's fragility and beauty. Silence after a loss isn't a way to hide or deny what happened. It's a way to give yourself time to relax, think, and move on. Find meaning beyond the pain you're feeling right now. This means letting your feelings run their course without causing a forced end. Think about how you've dealt with losses in the past. How could the Stoic practice of reflective silence help you in future times of grief? How might this method change not only your own healing, but also the healing of those around you? Please share your thoughts and experiences with Loss, as well as how Stoic practices may have affected your path. What lessons have you learned, and how has silence helped you get better? Let's talk about it and get better in the comments below. One of the hardest things in life is dealing with death. It's hard to deal with grief and sadness when you lose something important in your life, like a loved one, a job, or a big chance. Stoicism, an old theory started by Zeno of Citium in Athens, gives us timeless advice on how to deal with these hard times. Taking a Stoic view can help us be strong and at peace, even when we've lost something very important. Recognize and accept how you feel. It's important to understand and accept the feelings that come with losing someone. Stoicism teaches us that feelings are normal reactions to things that happen in life. Step you can take. Let yourself cry and feel the pain without judging yourself. Writing in a journal or talking to a friend you trust can help you work through these feelings. Pay attention to what you can change. According to the Stoic theory, we should let go of things we can't change and focus on the things we can. Step to take. Figure out what you can change about the situation, like how you deal with the loss, and let go of what you can't. Reframe the loss as a chance to get better. As explained, Stoics think that every problem can be used as a chance to grow and get better. Step you can take. Think about what you can learn from this. What can this loss teach you that will make you better, smarter, or more caring? Practice being thankful. Being thankful can help you stop thinking about what you've lost and start focusing on what you still have. Step: write down every day a list of things you are thankful for. This exercise can help you see things in a new way and make you feel calm. Seek help and group. Stoicism stresses how important it is to have a group and help each other through hard times. Step to take. Talk to family, friends, or support groups. Talking about your problems with other people can help you feel better and less alone. It's never easy to deal with loss, but the Stoic ideas can help us be strong and resilient. When we're going through the pain of loss, it can help to recognize our feelings, focus on what we can control, change our point of view, be grateful, and ask for help. These techniques can help us heal and grow if we choose to use them. Number 6, navigating ignorance with Stoic grace. Have you ever met someone whose actions show they don't understand, but whose belief is as strong as if they were an expert? Even though this situation is upsetting, it's a good time to practice being patient. Grace Galileo, the famous scientist who pushed heliocentrism during a time of strong geocentric beliefs, is a great example of how to deal with ignorance. Even though he faced fierce opposition and was even put under house arrest, Galileo kept his honor and dedication to the truth, often choosing to stay silent in the face of false accusations and ignorance. Stoicism teaches us that we can only control how we respond, not what other people do. Marcus Aurelius, a Roman emperor and Stoic philosopher, said, "You have power over your mind, not over outside events." Realizing this will give you strength. Think about using this point of view the next time you come across someone who is wrong. Thoughts. How could changing how you respond if you knew you could control it? Galileo's silence wasn't a sign of weakness. It was a strong statement of his honesty and belief in what he had found. He knew that truth doesn't need to be backed up by words, but can stand firm on its own merits over time. This approach is similar to the Stoic idea of focusing on one's own actions and accepting that others' beliefs are outside of one's control. Being gracious means knowing the limits of your power and picking your fights carefully. It means being patient and understanding, even when things are frustrating. This practice not only leads to a peaceful and happy life, but it also helps you see things with a bigger picture that focuses on long-term respect and success instead of short-term vindication. Think about how silence can be a graceful reaction to stupidity in your own life. How might this method improve your relationships and your own health? Let Galileo's story motivate you to practice stoic silence, turning possibly happy situations into chances for inner peace and personal growth. Number 7. How to deal with rumors. There must have been many times in your life when you were the subject of a story, hearing whispers getting louder as they went around. It's a normal human reaction, but keeping quiet can change the situation. Think about the story of a community leader whose dedication to protecting the environment led to false rumors about her personal gain. Instead of addressing each rumor, she stayed focused on her work, remembering Marcus Aurelius's words, "The best revenge is to be unlike him who hurt you." This leader's decision to remain silent and continue her advocacy let her actions speak louder than any rumor. Her behavior shows an important stoic concept. It's not outside events that bother us, but how we react to them. How would your life be different if you ignored rumors with silence? What strength could you gain by deciding not to explain, but to keep going on your path? If someone says bad things about you and it's true, Epictetus tells us to fix ourselves if it's a lie. This wise leader not only kept the peace, but also told her people to look past the lies by telling them to laugh at them. People who didn't believe in her slowly lost faith, but her calm attitude and unwavering commitment showed that stoic silence can help you keep your image and self-respect. This story shows how stoicism can be used in modern life by showing how our reactions to false information can either feed the fire or put it out. It also shows that silence is not a passive choice, but an active and powerful way to let our lives and results show what kind of person we are. Think about this approach the next time you hear rumors. How can practicing stoic silence help you stay calm and focused? How might it change how other people see you over time? I want you to share your ideas and experiences with dealing with rumors in the comments section below. What have you learned from these events, and how has silence helped you get through them? Your ideas could help someone find their way. Rumors can spread fast and hurt your image, cause a lot of stress, and make things more confusing. It is important to come up with good ways to deal with gossip in a world where information spreads quickly. There is timeless knowledge in Stoic thought that tells us how to stay calm, collected, and logical when we face problems. Keep your emotions in check. It is important to keep your feelings in check when you hear stories. When you react quickly or strongly, it can make things worse and give the stories more weight. Instead, try to keep your emotions in check and look at the issue without bias. Pause before you answer, take a few deep breaths, and tell yourself that other people's opinions don't define your worth. Do things that calm you down, like awareness or meditation, to stay calm. Get clear and get the facts. Thoughts and details that aren't clear often feed rumors. Do not take them at face value. Instead, look into the facts. Find trustworthy sources and gather correct data to find out what the story is really about. Talk to reliable people who can give you more information. Before coming to a decision, ask questions and look for proof. This method helps you react based on facts instead of guesses. Think things through before you act. How you react to a story can have a big effect on how true it is. When you act without thinking, you might misunderstand something and spread the story even more. Instead, react carefully and with a plan. Look at the situation and think about what might happen if you do something different. Respond to the rumor in a cool and accurate way if you need to. Sometimes the best thing to do is to be quiet or say something slowly. Pay attention to your actions and personality. The best way to fight back against fake rumors is to show that you are a good person. Over time, stories can be put to rest by always being honest and showing what kind of person you are. Keep following your beliefs and ideas in everything you do. Take acts that are good for you and show who you really are. The more you act the same way over time, the less likely it is that false stories are true. Practice not caring about what other people think. Stoicism tells you to let go of things you can't change and focus on the things you can. The second group includes other people's thoughts and stories about you. Remember that you can't change what other people think or say. Pay attention to what you do and how you think. Accept yourself and have faith in your ideals, no matter what other people say. Stoic ideas like controlling your emotions, finding the truth, responding wisely, being constant, and not caring what other people think can help you deal with rumors in a balanced and logical way. By using these tips, you can handle the problems that stories cause with poise and strength, protecting your honor and peace of mind. Number 8, when confronted with injustice. Stoic philosophy teaches us to deal with life's problems with fairness and inner strength. This is especially important when we face unfairness. As the wise Epicurean said, bear and forbear. This maxim tells us to go through hard times without complaining and forgive others for their mistakes. Nelson Mandela fought against racism in South Africa in a way that made this theory very clear. Mandela's long time in jail could have made him angry, but he came out as a supporter of peace and unity, showing a deep, stoic resilience. Mandela didn't just stand there and let injustice happen. He chose to focus on healing and unity instead of getting even. This choice shows a key stoic principle. Our biggest power lies in our ability to choose how to react to outside events. How might our own lives change if we followed Mandela's lead when it comes to the unfair things that happen to us? Can we choose to show understanding and kindness even when it seems impossible by staying quiet when unfair things happen? Marcus Aurelius wrote in his Meditations that the best way to get back at someone who has hurt you is not to be like them by choosing not to get into a fight and instead developing a spirit of healing and forward thinking. Mandela changed the way a whole country thought about justice and peace. His life shows us that silence is not a sign of submission. Instead, it can be a powerful tool for change and a sign of personal integrity. This stoic way of thinking doesn't mean passively accepting injustice. Instead, it involves a strategic and principled silence that prepares us for constructive action. It's about keeping your inner peace and using calm to inspire thoughtful solutions that address wrongdoing and foster a collective move towards a better future. As we face both small and large injustices, let us remember Mandela's silent strength. His legacy teaches us that sometimes the most profound response is cultivated in silence, allowing us to build a foundation for meaningful change and a happier, more successful life. Adopting this can transform both personal hardship and communal strife, leading us to a more peaceful existence. Everyone has to deal with unfair situations at some point in their lives. As a Stoic, it's important to handle these scenarios with calmness and knowledge. The ideas of Stoic thinkers like Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, and Epictetus can help you understand how to deal with unfair situations. Focusing on what we can control, staying calm inside, and reacting logically are some of the things they stress. Keep your peace inside. Focus on your inner state. Marcus Aurelius says that no matter what is going on around you, you should keep your mind cool and collected. Emotional regulation. To keep your emotions in check, do things like deep breathing, being aware, and meditation. Accept what you can't change. Know that you can only change how you react to other people's acts. Answer logically. Think before you act. Instead of moving without thinking, stop and think about what the best thing to do is. Try to understand. Try to figure out why the unfair thing happened. This can help make things clearer and maybe even show a way to solve the problem. Avoid getting back at people. Getting back at people with anger or revenge only makes things worse. Try to respond in a reasonable and calm way. Take a look at your values. Always stick to your principles. No matter what, let your behaviors be based on your core beliefs and principles. Moral integrity. Make sure that your answer is in line with your morals and upholds your honor. Set a good example. Show others how to deal with unfairness with respect and honor by the way you act. Look for constructive answers. Problem-solving attitude. Instead of dwelling on the problem, go into the situation with the attitude of finding ways to solve it. Communication. Talk to the people involved in an open and honest way to try to find a fair answer. Advocate for change. Whenever you can, try to make changes to the system that get to the bottom of the unfairness. Grow and learn. Stop and think about what happened. Think about what happened and what you can learn from it. Personal growth. Look at the experience as a chance to grow as a person and make yourself stronger. Future readiness. Get the skills and information you need to handle similar scenarios better in the future. It is important to stay calm, react logically, stay true to your ideals, look for helpful solutions, and learn from the experience when you are faced with injustice. If you follow these Stoic principles, you can deal with unfair situations with kindness and honesty, making them into chances to grow and make things better. Number 9. How to handle insults with Stoic wisdom. Epictetus, a Stoic philosopher, once said, "If someone succeeds in provoking you, realize that your mind is complicit in the provocation." This maxim should wake us up every time someone insults us, and it also gives us a deep way to deal with insults. Be quiet. This insight tells us that we can choose how to react by choosing silence and understanding instead of conflict. Mahatma Gandhi, for example, faced insults and resistance in his fight for Indian freedom, but he didn't answer with anger or insult. Instead, he chose to be silent and understand. Gandhi believed in Ahimsa, or pacifism, which is similar to the Stoic way of life. Joyful peace. Gandhi's reaction to verbal and physical attacks was to keep quiet. This often made his enemies less dangerous and won support for his cause among the public. How might taking a similar stance when you are insulted change the dynamics of your interactions with others? What could you gain by keeping your cool instead of responding with words when someone attacks you? You give yourself room to act with purpose instead of impulsiveness. This stern practice not only keeps you calm, but it also makes you look like a leader who is above everyone else. Small disagreements that echoed Marcus Aurelius's, "How much worse are the results of anger and grief than the things that made us feel those ways?" Think about this as you deal with the problems that come up every day. Think about what this stern silence could do for your life. Could it be the key to a better, more successful life? How might your actions affect how other people deal with problems? As we've looked at the 9 pivotal moments to embrace silence, from dealing with talk to facing loss, Stoic advice has shown us a way to peace and understanding. Marcus Aurelius once said, "Don't waste time arguing about what a good man should be one." In the spirit of his words, let us practice the deep strength that can be found in silence by deciding when to speak and when to listen. This will help us live a peaceful, happy, and kind life. Feel free to use these Stoic principles in your everyday conversations and see how the power of thoughtful silence can make your life better.